Welcome back, everyone, to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Siman Resh Yud Ches, Sifim Aleph through Gimel. We're going to talk about one who sees a place where a miracle happened and what bracha would be said in that scenario. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Haroah Makom Shanasu Bo Nisim LeYisrael. If one sees a place in which miracles happen to Klal Yisrael, Kigon Mabros Hayam, Mabros Hayardin, Mabros Nachlei Arnon. Like the places where we crossed the Red Sea, the Jordan River, Nachal Arnon, the Avne El Gavish shall Beis Choron, if one sees the El Gavish stones of Beis Choron, the Even Shebikesh Og Lizro Kal Yisrael, the stone that Og attempted to throw on Kal Yisrael, the Even Sheyoshav Ala Moshe Beis Melchemes Amalek, the stone on which Moshe Rabbeinu sat during our war with Amalek, the Chomas Yericho, the wall of Yericho, Mivarech Sha'asa Nisim La'avosinu Bamakom Azeh. One says the Bracha of Sha'asa Nisim Bamakom Azeh. Ubein Bracha Zo, Ubein B'Shar Shar Brachos Hara'iyah, Harehim K'Shar Brachos V'chulam Azkaras Shemu Malchus. Whether this Bracha or other Brachos on sites, we treat those Brachos just like other Brachos, and they require the mentioning of the name of Hashem and the kingship of Hashem. Explains the Mishneh Berurah. What's Mabros Hayam? Kigon Mabros Hayam. Makom Sha'avru Yisrael Bayom Bayabasha. The place where Klal Yisrael crossed the sea on dry land. Beis Mabros Hayardin. Makom Sha'avru Yisrael Bayardin Becharava. Bimei Yoshua. Talking about the Jordan River. Gimel Mabros Nachle Arnon Meforish Beshas. Shahayu Shnei Harim Ve'imek Beinehem. The case of Nachal Arnon was a case where there were two mountains and a valley in between them. Shayu Yisrael Tzrichanavor Derechoso Emek, and Klal Yisrael had to pass through that valley. V'nechbu ha'emoriyim b'ma'aro sha'asu b'harim b'tzidei ha'emek k'dei sh'yiplu aleim pisom b'avram b'emek. The Emoriyim hid in caves on the sides of these mountains so that they would be able to suddenly ambush Klal Yisrael when the Jewish people would pass through the valley. V'nasa nation idbeku ha'arim zeh bozeh b'avor aron ris Hashem aleim v'nergu kulam sham. And the miracle happened that these mountains clung together and squeezed together the Amorim and killed them when the Aron Hashem passed over. Shall Beis Choron in Dalit shehushlechu min hashamayim ala umo shenilchamu im Yoshua kedichsiv bakra. So the Avnei El Gabish are the stones that were shot down from Shamayim and on foreign nations that attacked us, Bimei Yoshua. Hey, ve'even shebikesh. The case of Og, the Mefarsh ba'Agada, Sha'akar Har, Ba'Astlasa Parsa, Kedil Apilo al Yisrael. The Medrash explains that Og uprooted a mountain that was three parsos tall in order to throw it onto Klal Yisrael, V'nasa Neshalo, Ha'yachol La'apilo, and a miracle happened that he was not able to throw it. Ayin Shabbat Brachos, Nandalan, Amud Beis, Vayin Bever Alacha. So the Gemara talks about that. Vavachomas Yericho, Shenivla, B'mekoma, the wall of Yericho that was swallowed up in its place. Zayin Mevarech Sha'asanisim. So you say this Brach of Sha'asanisim, B'makomazeh. Kosav HaMagen Avram, L'chora Mashma, D'davka Hanach, V'chadome, Shenikar Hanis Mitoch HaMakom. Magen Avram says that seemingly it's implied that it's only these miracles and the like on which one would say a Bracha, because it's these miracles that can be experienced or felt or remembered from the very place. When you see the crossing of the sea where Klal Yisrael crossed, so we're going to be reminded that these waters split into two walls. Same thing with the Yardin. The miracle happened with that water. If one were to see the Avnei El Gabish, he would know those were the stones that accounted for the miracle, or that with which the miracle was done. But if not, for example, if you come close to Yerushalayim, a miracle happened at the time that we fought Sancheirev and Amalach Hashem came out and killed all of the foreign enemies. We don't say Sha'asanisim on that, because the miracle cannot be discerned from the place itself. Even if we can calculate and pinpoint the place where it happened, the miracle is not clear from the place, because the environment was not used as part of the miracle. However, if one privately experiences his own miracle that happens to him, so then even if it's not clear from the place, as long as he revisits the place where it took place, so then he would would say the bracha. Ches ubein shar brachos hanizkar b'simin sha'achar zeh, the other brachos that we're going to mention later on. Tes ba'azkar shei mumachos v'chein tzarech lomar nami atov elokeinu k'mo b'shar brachos gemuros. You have to have all of the part of the formula of the regular bracha. You have to say ata and elokeinu. So nowadays, does the bracha on the Red Sea and the Jordan River apply? Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shalom Or Letzion Chelek Beis Simin Yudalid, this is brought in footnote 1, says that one would say the bracha but without Shemu Malchus unless he sees these rivers, these seas, in their entirety. However, Rav Yashiv and Rav Chaim Kanievsky say that even if you do see it in their entirety, you still don't say the bracha because we don't know exactly where the crossing happened. What if a place where a miracle happened to a specific person was changed with some construction, with some added dirt or a ditch? So Rav Bezalel Stern and Bezalel Chochma, Chilak Hesem and Samach Gimel, footnote 3, says that one should say the bracha but without Shemu Malchus if the place is different from the way that it was when the miracle transpired for the person. Continues the Mechaber in Siv Beis. A nation asa l'ktsas Yisrael. If a miracle happened to some of Klai Yisrael, kolzman shelo nasa l'chol Yisrael o'ruban, as long as the miracle did not happen to all of Klai Yisrael, or at least the majority of Klai Yisrael, v'afilu nasa l'ktsas shvatim, even if it happened to a bunch of tribes, ein mevarchen alav, nonetheless, a bracha is not made on that miracle. Mishnah Berurah explains it. Yod ala osam shenasa l'hem anis be'atzmam, the only person who make a bracha on that miracle are the ones who experience the miracle themselves. Continues the Mechaber in Gimel. These brachos are obligatory when one sees these places once every 30 days. However, multiple times within 30 days, one would not make the bracha. But if 30 days have passed since the last time that one saw the place, then the obligation would recur just as it was the first time that he saw the place. Explains the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph, Mishloshim Lishloshim, how do you calculate the 30 days? Chutz miyom shera, v'chutz miyom sha'omid bo ata. The border days do not count. So the day that you last saw it and the current day do not count towards the 30. Yud Beis v'azheim v'kodim lachin asar b'chasol v'atala. If the 30 days have not passed, then it would be forbidden to make the bracha again, and if one does, it's considered a bracha in vain. Yud Gimel Chova v'ein lahakshos ma'ishnam b'birkas ra'amim muzivos u'birkas b'samim. There, we shouldn't question what's the difference between this bracha on a place where a miracle happened and a bracha on thunder and earthquakes and b'samim. In those cases, we say a bracha each time we experience them, even multiple times within one day. So what's the difference? The shiny hasam, those are different. Because when you make the bracha on the thunder or the meteor, you're making a bracha on a new event. Likewise, on a smell that's always wafting. So you're making a bracha on a new smell. In this case, where you visit a place where a miracle transpired, nothing changed from the last time that you made the bracha. And therefore, there is not significant enough of an experience to warrant a bracha unless 30 days have passed. Next time, our Rambam will continue Bezus Hashem in Reish Yud Ches. Have a wonderful day.